The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the February 17th, 2022 meeting of the TRPA Hearings Officer. Today's meeting will be virtual. I will call the meeting to order. My name is Andrew Strain, and I will be serving as the Hearings Officer today. The second item on our agenda is the approval of today's agenda. I will ask the staff if we have any changes to our agenda.
Andrew, no changes.
Very good, thank you. I will go ahead and approve the agenda as it's presented. Item three on today's agenda are the public interest comments for no action. Any member of the public wishing to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item, or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, public comment on the announcement of appeal rights or public hearing items will be taken up at the time that those agenda items are heard. Georgina, will you please look for a show of hands to see if there's anyone today who wishes to address the hearings officer?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And we have one comment from Evan Keating. Evan, you are self-muted. If you could please unmute yourself on your device.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this morning I sent in an email to you guys pertaining to the Homewood Ellis chair. And hopefully you guys got that email. I would love it if you guys could write them a letter to stop operating that chair.
Anything else, Mr. King?
That is it.
Thank you. And I will note for the public that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues that are raised by the public that are not listed on today's agenda. Let's move on to item four, which is the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let those listening know today that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA Governing Board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and appeal application can be found on the TRPA's website. Item five are today's public hearing items. We have one, item 5A, the Castro Land Capability Challenge, located at 960 Skyway, that's in Placer County, California. The assessor's parcel number is 083-254-005, and our TRPA file number is LCAP-2021-0275. Julie Roll, I believe this is your item. Will you please give us a summary of the proposed action?
Sure. Good afternoon. So this land capability challenge was reviewed by our soil scientist, Marcelle Municki, and she's on the line today to answer any questions. I do have one small change on the staff report, and this is under the first section under staff recommendations. So what the challenge is changing, the existing is class 3 and actually class 1B. The staff report says class 1A. So that's just one minor change. And then the proposed recommendation is to change to class 4, class 6, and class 1B. And again, the staff report says 1A, but it's actually 1B. We have not received any public comments on this item. And I think Abby Edwards is also on the line representing the property owner.
Thank you, Julie. I understand that our consulting soil scientist, Marshall Munnicki, is with us today. Marshall, can you please give us a briefing on what you found in the field and your conclusions?
Yes. Hi, this is Marshall. So this area is mapped as Talac soil, which has come up in the last few hearings that I've been involved in. And the Talac soil is supposed to have a weakly silica cemented durapan around 70 inches, 60 to 70 inches down in the depth, which is root restrictive and perches water. And this soil did not have that layer. So that would change it from class 3 to class 4 and 6 based on slopes. And the slopes, one small area of class 6 was identified around the residence. And then there's one small stream, ephemeral stream. It's more like it doesn't appear to get a lot of flow, but it's classified 1B for the seasonal water flow. And it does have a couple schooler's willows and a little bit of thimbleberry and slightly more moist vegetation. So it ends up class 4 and class 6 and a small sliver of 1B.
And Marshall or Julie, have we seen similar types of challenges in this neighborhood?
Yes, we have. Yeah. I can't say off the top of my head where, but I had one just a couple hearings ago that's just down the road about 3 blocks, a similar situation.
So we may have an issue with the mapping on a little wider area.
Well, yeah, that it's hard to find that durapan in the Talac soil. Doesn't occur probably as often as they mapped it.
I see. Very good. Thank you, Marshall. I appreciate the explanation.
Thank you.
I don't have any other further questions. I've looked at your report that's attached to our staff report from the results of your investigation. And I think Julie noted we do have someone with us today representing the applicant. Is that right?
Yes, hi, this is Abby Edwards from Kaufman Edwards Planning. Good afternoon. So the applicant has reviewed and I have reviewed the staff summary and, you know, worked with Michelle throughout the process, and we are okay with the proposal.
Very good, thank you. At this point, I will open the public hearing and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands from anyone who wishes to provide public input or comment on this agenda item. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer on this item may do so at this time by utilizing the hand raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing that we have no additional public input or comment, and Julie, you did confirm that we have not received any to date.
Correct.
I will go ahead then and close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's contained in our staff report, including the findings and the conclusions and determinations as supported by the information that is included in the technical soils report by our consulting soil scientist, I will approve the Castro Land Capability Challenge as proposed. Given that, we'll move on to item 6, adjournment, and I will adjourn this afternoon's meeting. Thank you, everyone, for participating today. We appreciate it, and we will stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ending the meeting in 3, 2, 1.